Okay, have you got your coffee? Then let's begin. Thank you once again, and definitely as always, for downloading the It's Not All About Me podcast, a podcast featuring a guy with Emmy and a mic, and that's me, Paddy. And it's been a while. It's been, what, the last show I put out was in August, whenever I revealed is too grand a word. Whenever I told people that Maggie and I had a child, baby Beckett, who is now coming up to 7 months old. So that's how long it's been, I guess, since we last sat down in the cafe over a coffee and had a chat. So I guess the most important and first thing to do is to say a huge thank you. There's so many people. I had a list. I wanted to start this show with a list of people to thank, but that list grew so long that it just got a bit mad for somebody with ME. So I've got a few people I want to thank, because while I was away, I just got so many direct messages on Twitter, that is at Zero All About Me, and I got emails. It's really not all about me at gmail.com. Those are in the show notes. And I got just messages from so many people, either saying congratulations on the kid or commiserations. What do you think you're doing having a kid with, when you got ME? Nobody said that, but, you read between the lines. All very kind and thoughtful and loving, though. Loads of people then saying, hey, I just discovered this show. Are you okay? Because I noticed you've stopped making episodes, which was lovely. Our little chats here every 2 weeks, which I'm hoping it'll be going forward. There's quite a lot of people listen to this, which is really neat. I'm surprised. But while I was away, doing the baby thing, the numbers exploded. Through people, you sharing this and telling people about it, because I've barely been on Twitter during that time. So I owe you all, whoever has been sharing this show, making people aware of it, saying, hey, this is quite good if you're doing a research project, or all the different ways I've noticed people have been talking about this show in its absence. Thank you so much, because the numbers really grew. If I didn't make any more episodes, I'd be number one in the charts, it seems. But we're gonna not test that theory just yet. I said at the last episode I didn't know if there'd be any more. I'm in a position now where I think there will be more. Like I said, every 2 weeks starting today, released on Monday. I haven't decided what day this comes out, but it'll be the same day. Guests coming up. I've got lots of guests lined up, but if you want to be a guest in the show, if you're new to the show, if you're new to the illness, hi, welcome. Then please get in touch with me at Zero All About Me, or It's Really Not All About Me at gmail.com. It's an open door policy. If you are experiencing chronic fatigue syndrome /ME, I won't try and pronounce it on the first day back. Please get in touch, come and share your experience, because as I said, there's people out there who just, like me, one of the reasons why I started the show was I wanted to hear someone like me talking about what it's like to have the illness that I found myself with. There's loads of other great websites and podcasts where they'll interview really good doctors and people who are trying their best to discover more things about this illness that we have. That isn't this show. This is an experiential show where either myself or other people who are good enough to come on and share their experience, they'll just talk about what it's like. They'll give a bit of hope. They'll give a bit of reality. And that's the show. It's not all about me. Maybe a little bit more this week. No guest this week. Hopefully starting next time, next show, there'll be a guest. But I've got my coffee. You've got your coffee. Let's get started. And we'll start with the thanks. So like I said, there was too many people. But I would like to say thank you to Hannah, to Robin Justice on Twitter, to my friend Shai. Hello, Shai. Thank you very much for all the emails. Really appreciate it. I hope you're doing okay at the moment. KT King, who's been on the show, will be on the show again. Hi, KT King. Good to hear from you. The Met Enthusiast, who very cleverly has their Twitter name upside down and back to front. I still don't understand how they did that, but the Met Enthusiast, maybe be talking to you very soon. I hope you're doing well. Danny, who emailed me, I don't think I emailed you back. I'm really, really sorry. I was going through my emails there. I found a long email and I don't think I replied. I'm very sorry for that. Get in touch, please. I hope you're well. Usually though, if you do get in touch through DM or email, I will, you know, I have quite a few correspondences with people who listen to the show or who've been on the show, and it's just really nice just to check in with people. So do keep that up. I also want to thank somebody called... Drop your phone. Nope. Somebody called PiEye87, who gave the show a 5-star review on the iTunes. Thank you very much, PiEye87. I love this podcast. It's amazing to hear other people's experiences of ME from different perspectives. Keep up the great work. 3 hand clap emojis. So thank you very much, Pi87. It would be really cool if you have a moment and you feel inclined to go ahead and do a 5-star review, just like Pi87 did. It genuinely helps. I think it helps, you know, spread the word about ME. Obviously, we want this to get out to more people, so we develop that understanding of this illness that we have, so there's more people kind of grasp it and understand it. There's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. I appreciate it, but it would be really cool if we could continue the momentum that this show has, and you know, other people get to have their voices heard. And it would be really good also because I have been away for 7 months. And my ego needs fed. It is a hungry ego. It's, you know, I need that. It's monstrous. I have no energy. I have this illness, but you know, that doesn't stop the ego. I don't know what I'm saying. 5-star reviews. Woo, love the show. Do it. Yay. I'm just kidding. Have a coffee. Let's sit down. So what are we going to talk about today? Saw a fantastic tweet just yesterday that I wanted to talk about transitioning from feeling lazy to saying, why am I lazy, to why do I need a rest? I'm sure you've seen it because I noticed at the moment it's like 43,000 people have liked it and shared it. Fantastic tweet. We'll talk about that in our own experience. Itching, new symptom. Interesting, painful, not nice. We'll talk about that. Low power mode, I think we'll talk about as well. And maybe even a bed of nails. I got a bed of nails. I teased this in my Twitter. I have a bed of nails now. So we'll see how we get talking about that too. But first, I suppose, I did say, I think in my last show, that I'm not always going to talk about kids. This isn't going to become a you know, Paddy with Emmy and a Mike and a Baby podcast, but seeing as it's the first show back after 7 months of having a newborn baby, I thought I'd talk a little bit about that just to start. And again, if any of this strikes you, if you're interested, if you have some identification, let me know and we'll talk about it in a future show, either in person or through email or Twitter. So, had a baby in August, and you know, I have ME, CFS, and that's been interesting. It was a completely planned baby, so You know, it took actually several years of deciding between Maggie and I if we should have a baby, and we decided to. In the interim, and that's since we last spoke, the title refers to this. I have got older. I have passed one of them big birthdays. So I am older, tireder. I don't necessarily know about wiser. But we took all that into consideration, and we decided to go for it. having you know, weighed out all the pros and cons and all that. So we went into this, well, I was gonna say, knowing what was in store. You know, if you're a parent, you're probably chuckling at that, which I would do too. I think without getting into any major details, I was talking to somebody just the other day about this, and I said, in general, at the moment, I suppose I should say, my health is all right. So what does that mean? It means that, you know, I'm not in bed all day. I'm on the sofa a fair bit, but if accompanied by Maggie, I can maybe take a trip to the shops, you know? So I'm not in bed all day. I'm not sofa bound even all day. Although there's days when I'd like to be, and I think that's the thing with having a child that I've experienced, is on the days when I don't feel tip-top, and tip-top for me with ME is, you know, I could maybe pop out to the shops for a while if driven and Maggie's with me. If I'm not feeling that way, then I think there's kind of three positions that it takes. And the first is that I need to do something, or I'm asked to do something with regards to the child, and I do it. I struggle through my tiredness. And then I get resentful at having to do it, resentful at my illness, because it is spoiling, you know, the time and service that I can spend on my child and my family. So I get resentful and at the illness and at the people involved as well, being honest. You know, it's like, geez, you know, 9 months ago, 8 months ago, I would have just said, no, I can't do that, and spend the day on the sofa. Now, when I have sufficient energy where I know it's going to cost me, but I can finish my spoons, to use the spoons analogy, then I'll do it. But, often resentfully. I can't help that, you know. That's position one. Position two is not being able to do it, but having enough energy to feel guilty about not being able to do it. So you can take, I'll be resentful at the illness for not letting me do something, but I'll feel really guilty. And again, if you're new to the show and you maybe haven't listened to some of the back episodes, go and listen to the episode with John Peters, episode 16, he'll school you on guilt and this illness. So apologies, John Peters, if you're listening. But I did feel guilt. Fantastic. The things he said have been transcribed and shot around the internet. And I'm you know, delighted for that, because he spoke some truth in that episode, episode 16 with John Peters. If I'm asked to do something, or I'm required to do something, and I can't do it, but I'll still save that little extra energy for guilt, to feel guilty, which obviously, you know, I know, you know, doesn't help our illness, does it? You know, beating yourself up whenever you're already beaten up, you know, doesn't help. But again, human. So that's the second thing. And then the third position I can take is where I can't do it and I don't have the energy for guilt. And in many ways, it's preferable to the first two. That's whenever the illness whacks me full round the head, you know. Whenever you just kind of wake up Not sure what kind of. Sometimes I get this where I wake up and I don't know what kind of a day it's going to be. So I get up, might even shower, sitting down to breakfast or something, and then it'll hit me. Oh, right. No, today's a nothing day. Today's a write-off day. Back to bed you go, sir. That's you. Ran out of spoons already. Because it's not like I know how many spoons I have each day. Sometimes it comes as a surprise. Oh, I only had 4. I thought I had 24. Okay. Well, that's no good. Back to bed, write it off. And days like that, I don't have the energy for guilt. It's a literal fact where I'm like, I just don't have anything. Sorry. Alternative arrangements are going to have to be made. So I think that's the three things I've found so far with having a child whenever you yourself have ME, or I myself, I should say, this is just my experience, is that either I'll do... And let's, just to reiterate, a lot of days aren't like that at all. A lot of days I am grateful and happy and delighted to have just enough energy, you know, to spend with my family. And that's brilliant. Really good. I mean, I'm delighted with the kid. I really am. He's a great, great fella. And he's lovely. And, you know, wouldn't regret once the decisions that we made. It's brilliant. But then there are the other days where either... You know, I struggle through, but that costs emotionally and physically. Or I can't do it, but I feel guilty. Or I can't do it, and I don't even have the energy for guilt. And those are the three positions, I think, that I take. But like I say, the other times are lovely, wonderful. Beckett's a great, great wee lad. And, you know, I look forward to spending more time with him, as the years go on. Because he's a nice fella. And, yeah. I guess that's about it. But that kind of, I think in a way, leads us on to this tweet that was put out, I think, yesterday. And I want to make sure I get the credit here. So this is, I'd be shocked if you haven't read this, because as of right now, it has 43,000 likes and 8,000 retweets. It's by Brienne Benness at BENNESSB. And Brienne wrote yesterday a couple of days ago, whenever this is being recorded, wrote in a tweet, "The distinction feels contrived, but my mental health really changed when I stopped asking, why am I so lazy, and started asking, why does my body need so much rest right now?" And I thought that was a brilliant tweet. I immediately retweeted it, said I got a lot of identification with it. It really struck home with me because, and I guess this might be a bit of a welcome and refresher to the many new listeners that I know are out there. But it's always cool to check in with the existing people, because this show's been around now for over a year. The illness I've had for a very long time, I think that it first appeared in my teens. I got diagnosed in my mid-30s and just turned 40 late last year. So it's been around a while. So I think my experience, or my opinion of my experience, changes. So it's quite good to check in from time to time and reconsider, you know, with the new knowledge I have, or the new feelings, or the new experiences I've had, how I relate to the origin story and that, you know. And it could completely change, I'm sure. You know, we look at things differently. We're different people as the years go on. Jeepers, I do sound like an old person now. As the years go on, we change. That's awful. That's awful. I'm young. Young at heart. So yeah, that tweet, it immediately connected to my diagnosis and the massive relief I think I've talked about quite a few times in getting a diagnosis. Whenever I myself used to beat myself up terribly for being a bit of a failure, a quitter, not seeing anything through. Some people were kind enough to point that out to me as well, in their more moodier times. I'm not talking about my wonderful wife here either, Maggie. She's she's always been super supportive, but other people have, you know, used it to hurt me in my life, that you never finish anything, you're a quitter, you know, all that kind of thing. Well, it's not a therapy session, so we'll move on. But I've done it to myself more than anybody else anyway. You know, why can't you do that? Why can't you finish that course of education? Why are you finding this work so hard whenever other people just do it? You know, why are you putting on weight? Why can't you stick to that exercise regime? Why can't you learn guitar? Why do you drop out of play rehearsals? Why can't you finish that or finish this, you know? And it was really hard. I was really hard on myself, you know? I couldn't help but compare myself to others and see others succeeding where I was falling behind, and just couldn't figure it out. I was like, I don't get it, you know. I don't understand why this is so darn hard. I just couldn't figure out. And so the easy thing to do then would be to say, oh, there's something wrong with me, that's why. But of course, then I would go to doctors because, you know, I was off sick from work every month. And the doctors would be like, yeah, there's nothing here. And if the doctors say there's nothing here for years, and you're questioning yourself and you're like, well, hold on, why did I quit or not? Why was I not able to continue that job yesterday where today I can run 5K? You know, obviously, then you start saying, am I lazy? Am I a failure? Am I a quitter? Am I no good? And that's very, very difficult. To say that to yourself all the time, you know. And I did. You know, for many years, I don't want to talk about this much at all, but just to say that for many years I used alcohol to help me with these feelings of being less than. You know, I don't anymore, I'm grateful to say, but I did for a long time, because as a semi-smart guy, I knew that there must be an answer. And with a faith and trust in doctors who spend a bloody long time at school to become doctors, you know, I'm old school that way. I think I talked about this before. I have faith in the medical system. I have faith in, you know, if someone studies something for a long time, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to listen to them over somebody who hasn't, usually. I'm old-fashioned that way, you know. I think intelligence will win out. Research will win out. I would trust that. I'm a facts guy. So I knew there was something wrong, but whenever the doctors say there's nothing wrong, then it must be in me. It must be in my head. It must be in my... just the way... was I built a failure? A quitter? Is and why? Because I'd look at even family members. They weren't quitters. They weren't failures. They excel. So what's wrong with me? It must be that I am just no good. Born no good. You know? And I'd hearken back. I'd remember back to good days. Early teens. Whenever I was full of piss and vinegar and, you know, ready to take on the world, the evolution of mankind incarnate Yeah, doing 50 things at once and loving every single one and ambitious as you like. And then I'd say, well, look at you now, you fat failure. What's wrong with you? What happened there? Take another drink while you think about it. So not good times for a very long time. And that's what that tweet really reminded me of, was the crap that I put myself through. Because there was no answers, I thought, except for, you know, you must be rubbish, because there's no other, we've eliminated all the other possibilities, therefore you must be rubbish. But of course, I didn't know, because people didn't really talk about ME. I didn't know anybody with ME. ME wasn't understood. You can discuss in your own time how much understood it is now. But because I didn't know that if you eliminate everything else, it might be ME. I didn't know that. I thought if you eliminate everything else, it must be you're rubbish. You're no good. You're a failure. You're lazy. You're a quitter. I didn't know the same test is how you test for ME. And whenever I got that diagnosis, you know, forget that it didn't lead to treatment. It didn't lead to an upsurge in my health. It led certainly, though, to a vindication, a warm blanket over the shoulders that said, you're not rubbish. You've got an illness. There's more to be discovered about this illness, obviously, you know. A collection of different symptoms that are shared by millions around the world who are missing, or something to do with diet or something. You know, I've gone through all the research. I've read all the books. I've heard from the doctors, PACE trials and all that. You know, there's tons more we don't understand. But whenever I got that diagnosis, the importance of that. So I, like Brian's tweet said, I can stop saying, why am I so shit? Why am I so rubbish? Why am I so lazy? And I can start saying, why do I need to rest all the time? And be kinder to myself. That was phenomenal for me. Excuse the language, sorry. It was, yeah, that was massive. And that's what Brian's tweet kind of meant to me. And I know that's, people have shared that's how they felt as well for the longest time. That's a long time. If I got ill, as I believe I did in my teens, and got diagnosed mid-30s, that's 20 years. And like I say, I dealt with those feelings in very, very unhealthy ways that nearly killed me. Wow, so that's such an important... Retweet that tweet from Brian, because I guess, though, in the middle of it, had I read a tweet like that, I don't know if it would have had impact on me. I think I was too good at beating myself up to really hear the kindnesses, because obviously I was surrounded by loving people. Maggie was there the whole time and showing nothing but love, but, you know, I didn't hear it most of the time. But on the off chance, and if someone's listening to this feeling rubbish now, don't. Just don't. There's nothing to feel guilty about, as John Peters said in episode 16. You got an illness, I got an illness. It's crap, but we're not crap. We're not rubbish, the illness is. And that's really, really important. And that's what that tweet said to me. Boy, that was a long one. I don't really know if after that little episode I should really go on and talk about itching and low power modes and beds of nails. Maybe save that for 2 weeks' time, and we'll just maybe let that sit. That feels like that should sit for a bit, and call it a day there. And speak again in 2 weeks. So just, yeah, don't feel guilty. Don't feel rubbish. I have to work hard. I use some of my spoons on self, a lot of my spoons on self-care, because that's essential. I don't want another day of feeling crap, let alone another week, and definitely not another year, and definitely not another 20 years. I don't have the time. And while I wait for the doctors and everybody else to catch up or, you know, find the answers with the right research, wonderful people like Mike, who is running marathons all over the place, all over Europe, to raise money for ME/CFS. While people are doing great things like that, we have to find ways of living with this illness without descending into pre-diagnosis feelings of, I'm just crap, I can't do anything, I'm not what I used to be, I'm not, I used to have a job, I used to be somebody, I used to be a parent. You still are. You're still you. You're still fabulous. Don't do that to yourself. I don't intend to. It's just, it doesn't feel like it always, but it takes more spoons to beat the crap out of yourself than it does to put a warm blanket on yourself. So think of it practically that way. Keep in touch. Twitter, zero, all about me. Gmail, it's really not all about me, @gmail.com. Come on the show, get in touch, share your experiences. But most of all, thank you very much for having me back and sitting down and having a coffee together. I really appreciate it. Till next time, especially, always, starting from the morning you wake up, do your best to take care of yourselves and each other. Cheers.